Kevin's the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, Emily wants to know if she's the jerk for pretending to be Catholic.
How do you pretend to be Catholic?
Well, listen, she's lying about her religion.
You either know in nomine Patria, Filii, Spiritus Sancti, or you don't.
Oh, man. She said, Allie and Deezy, I've been seeing someone for the past 6 months. It's finally time to meet each other's families. He grew up Catholic and I grew up non-religious. I know his family takes it very seriously and he went to private school even in college. He knows I'm not religious and has said it doesn't bother him. But yeah. We went out to dinner with his parents and sister last night, and when religion came up, I panicked.
You hear me gulp?
And told him I was Catholic.
Yikes.
Jinkies.
Stop it.
Zoinks.
They lit up and started asking me lots of questions. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend knew what was happening and helped me answer a few questions when he saw me struggling. We left and he asked why I lied to his parents, and I said because I didn't want to disappoint them. Now I'm cooked.
Oh, you cooked. You big cooked.
Now I'm cooked because when they find out, I'm sure they won't trust or like me. Am I the jerk for pretending to be Catholic?
Listen, you are Emily. Cooked, boiled, blanched.
Emily,
you
girl.
Grilled. You are sous vide, souffle. Flayed, you're al bagno maria, you all that.
Do you know what this reminds me of? The one where the guy lied to his girlfriend's family and said that he didn't understand Spanish and he spoke
and
it and
yeah.
then he understood everything they
oh,
said. Remember
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, I remember that
That's
one.
That's similar to this, but this is the opposite
but
where
so
she's
different.
Not Catholic. She's telling them she's Catholic and she's not, and it's important to them.
It is important, and honestly important enough that they clearly like went to Catholic school. They grew up. And,
well, and college is private as well. It's like a Marquette family, kind of. Like you go.
Think about it like that.
Like kind of like it's a legacy. You like to you stick
it's
with it.
It's a legacy,
right? So it's cap. I'm assuming here if he's private schooled from start to finish.
See,
right?
But she understands that it's a legacy.
But then he said he doesn't care if she's not religious. So why is she lying?
It ain't about him. It ain't about him. And she knows it's not about him. She don't care that it's not about. Linda.
I'm not Linda. That's Linda. Emily's Linda. Okay, 414-533-1037. Is Emily the jerk for pretending to be Catholic? Because her boyfriend's family takes it very seriously. She's been seeing him for 6 months now, and she's non-religious. I mean, whatever, atheist, whatever you want to call it. And he's very Catholic.
I mean, she's now basically committing to if they end up dating, you now are going to end up being religious to some degree because now you're not going to up and say, you know what, actually, I was lying.
Right.
I've stolen valor to your life and your son. I'm not religious.
Wait, how would you ever? You can't even get out of this.
How are you going to get married?
We
if
don't
you're
need
not,
advice, but you're never going to get out of this.
Obviously,
you have to. She's converting. She's screwed.
Some people
she's converting.
Will
That's
do
it.
The marriage thing and have like the ceremony, but then also say, you know, we're
did
not
you,
really religious.
Did you know my mom converted?
Your mom converted for your pops?
Yeah,
she converted to Judaism for your pops.
So
That's
I was
a big
raised
thing.
Full Jewish, like I had a bat mitzvah.
Yeah,
and my mom converted. She was Protestant. And they wanted a family. They wanted to be. Religion was important to my father. He went to Hebrew school every day after school in New Jersey. So, and my mom was like, whatever, I'm cool with it. I'll convert.
Why
and
not?
So, my mom did all the prayers. We did, you know, my mom.
Did your mom grow up Catholic? Christian?
No, she grew up Protestant.
Protestant.
So, anyway, she converted. So, I'm just saying, people convert. I mean, it's a little more old school
now. It's old school.
But they have.
And, I mean, it wouldn't really be a conversion.
Yeah.
It would just be more of, like, an acceptance. It'd be a saving, if you will, because she is now just dipping into the religion that her husband is partaking in.
Right.
I just think there's some type of disrespect to finding out later in life.
That would upset me.
If she does convert and she stays quiet about this, you take one. If you take this one to the grave with you, and now everybody's Catholic, not the jerk. But if you're going to now say maybe marry this man, you're going to have a Catholic wedding. You can't disapprove of that.
George from Mequon texted into 414-533-1037. He said, not the jerk. I did something similar when I told my friend's family that I was in the military.
That is elite. That
now
is stolen
you're just a bad
valor.
Person. Okay, George, you can't lie about being in the military. You can't say you served the country when you didn't serve the country. That's even worse.
Well, you can't say you serve a Lord you don't serve either.
You're right. It's the same thing.
What's up?
Huh? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so the question is she the jerk for lying to her boyfriend's family about being Catholic? She indeed is not Catholic at all.
About to get awkward.
Not even close. And she panicked when she was at dinner with his parents. They've been dating for 6 months because his family is. She told him she was. So let's just go to the phones.
She don't know nothing about tithing. She don't know which hand to put on top of to get the little cracker before you take a sip of the wine. She don't know how to do none of that.
All right, Shelly's on the east side. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, honey.
Let me get her right. I almost did her dirty.
Don't do her dirty.
No, I know. Come on, man. I got to get her right. Why can't I find it?
It's on the bottom. I don't know. Just pull her up. We don't have time for this today. Hi, Shelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, are you sure she got a song, Brit? I don't
have a theme song.
Oh, I thought you did.
Thank you. I was going to come in.
TZ was like mad at me. TZ's like, what the hell?
I'm like, what?
All right, panic mode. So,
the producer would have helped with that.
Shelly, jerk or not the jerk for lying to his family?
Not the jerk. She panicked.
I'm shocked.
Chill out.
I mean,
really?
She really likes them. So I mean, but she's got to fess up pretty quick.
Well, that's the problem. Now she's got problems. That's the problem.
How do you fess up after that?
Now she's got problems.
You got to be honest. You don't.
She's expected to go to Sunday Mass next week now, or next time they see each other, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's got to really actively start planning on how to convert quickly.
Jeez.
Well, you don't necessarily have to convert, but you got to fess up. Be honest.
Okay.
And... yeah.
So if she doesn't, then she becomes jerky.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Look, the Lord is not watching Shelly today, let me tell you.
I mean, hopefully he's still your shepherd, though.
All right, Shelly, love you. Bye.
I don't have a theme song. I really want one.
Well, then work on it.
True.
Work on it.
I will.
Today's day one.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Much love.
All right, next up, she does have a theme song. Amelia in Milwaukee is calling in.
The rest of these I know.
Oh, they have theme songs. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday on a long weekend, too, at that. Is Emily the jerk for pretending to be Catholic? I'm just going to open the gates and let you go.
No, I don't think so. I'm Catholic, but I'm not really, really into, like, oh, my God, die hard.
You're not conservative or religious.
Yeah.
But my thing is, too, he knew she wasn't, you know, into church or anything like that. I didn't grow up like that.
Right.
So if he accepts it, then that's fine. I can understand... she lied just a little that she was, you know, whatever. But I can
lying to mom and dad is cool.
Yeah.
Because they're cool.
I'm sure they lied too about certain things when they're younger. So let's not forget we were all young at once.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
I understand. He went to private school all his whole life and everything. Trust me, he doesn't care.
You got me thinking because I guess I do try to impress when I'm dating someone, their family at first.
I'm not lying about my religion, trying to impress, though.
I don't think I would lie about my religion. That's true. That's too much.
But if it's important.
I'm Catholic, and I'm the Latin Catholic, and I was like, I'm gonna be you. At the club. Now you with your wife, yeah? Interesting. There's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like, if he accepts her, how she is, and I think, but she's trying to impress his parents to like them.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, down the line, if she does get into it, and he could probably teach her, her family teaches her, and show her what it is to be in the religion, then that's different, you know? That could be something that can bring into her life, you know?
Totally.
But other than that, he accepted how she is.
Yeah. All right, Amelia, thank you.
Yes, well, have a nice one.
You too.
Much love.
Can you tell I'm getting distracted?
But I'm out here just surprised that we out here got two nopes.
The third one's got to be a jerk. Like, there's no way all three are going to say not the jerk.
No.
Is Emily the jerk for pretending to be Catholic to her boyfriend's family? They've been dating for 6 months. Amanda is in Racine, last but not least. Amanda!
Bringing it in.
There's no way it's going to be three not the jerks.
No way.
Well, I'm sorry, but it is
going to
be not the jerk.
Get the vacuum.
Y'all out here stolen valor cool with it. Just lie about whatever religion you want.
DZ, are you
Why
offended
in
by
the
this?
World?
No. Okay,
Why
okay.
in the world, though, would you
Do
have that as a first conversation?
Stupid.
You never talk about religion.
Politics and religion are things you do usually stray away
Why
from when you meet people.
Why in a situation?
I hear you, Amanda.
Yeah.
I do hear you, though.
That is not a good conversation to have.
No.
They were trying to grill
and
her,
I
though.
Mean, yeah, but I mean, I've done that before because I used to be Catholic.
I used
but now
to be.
I kind of tell people I am, it's depending on, like, the person. Like, if I feel like,
if I need to be. She said I'm Catholic if
Amanda,
I need to
bye.
Be.
Amanda, bye. Never mind. We got the worst people
on
this.
No, I'm like Madea. I'm Madea. Hallelujah,
okay.
Baby.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We love you. Bye-bye.
You know, I'm not really religious in adulthood, but we got the worst panel ever for this. This was horrible.
That was a straight sweep, not the jerk. Like, not even one person. Did anybody text?
All you religious people might be alone out there because... It's getting real today on The Moral Dilemma, isn't it?
My Catholic grandma is rolling in her grave right now.
Like, oh, my God. That's funny. Okay, well, that is shocking that it was a clean sweep of not the jerk. I didn't see that. I thought somebody was going to come in and go off.